Hare Krishna. Thank you all for joining. I think we're all waiting for the rain. So it's a great honor to be here in the Gitanadi Dham. And as Bhai Hari Prabhu was speaking, the Dham, being in the Dham in the company of devotees, in the presence of Radha Damodar, we may be hearing the same messages otherwise, but the opportunity of them going into our heart, you know, multiplies exponentially. So, you know, that's what I'm hoping for. Hare Krishna. So I seek the blessings of senior Vaishnavas and the prayers and well wishes of others. So today's presentation will be, you know, interactive, mostly interactive. I'll speak a little bit, and then it'll be interactive mostly. So, yeah, and yeah, I'm very grateful. What many things that I will share here, you know, I've learned from, of course, you know, our Vaishnava Acharya's scriptures, and specifically, you know, my mentor, Krishna Lila Mataji. So we'll share some things. So I told her before I came here, you know, it's a little awkward to be in Gita Nagari basically without she being here. So she was saying that, you know, you're there, so I'm there. So that gives me a lot of hope and courage. So the topic, the theme of the retreat is expanding the network of loving relationships. And so, like, my topic is paradoxical in one sense, you know, charity begins at home. So there's this huge talk about expansion. And then, so this sort of, this brings us, you know, home. So that's the topic. So, expanding the network of loving relationships, I mean, this is Krishna's desire actually. Krishna's capacity to have loving exchanges or love is unlimited. So we hear this in the scriptures. In Krishna, so he expands into unlimited living entities to have the loving exchange, you know, with the living entities. So this is, you know, Krishna likes expansion. And like we were hearing, you know, all day, so the swarupa, or the constitutional position of the living entity, is to participate or enhance that, you know, loving propensity. Krishna, basically, enhance the loving exchanges with Krishna. So that's our design. That's Krishna's system. That's Krishna, and that's what we are meant for. Prabhupada talks about, you know, how the part serves the whole. The same thing. So our existence, in one sense, is for the pleasure of Krishna. It's to enhance His love. So what we will focus on here mostly is, in one sense, so what gets in the way, basically, what gets in the way in participating in what is natural for their soul. So what gets in the way are the layers of conditioning. Maharaj has been talking about that. And so part of the time that we focus on how self love and expanding or participating in the loving relationship with Guru and Krishna and Vaishnavas, how that is, how they are interconnected. Like tomorrow's topic of Maharaj in the evening, he's talking about, self-respect as, as a launching pad for respecting others. Or like today somebody asked, forgiving oneself. So when one forgives oneself, then how that opens a door for, forgiving in other relationships. So we'll explore that a little bit today. So what gets in the way of that? So the conditionings, how they get in the way of that? Because this process of Krishna consciousness is about receiving the love of Krishna through the Vaishnavas, through so many of his arrangements. That's the process of Krishna consciousness. And but then when we are trying to receive, we realize that there are many, many buckets, and there are many, many holes in the buckets. Or, as, Krishna Sambhava would say, there are many, many buckets in the holes. So when we are trying to receive, we are finding that we are not able to, and in some cases, we don't feel entitled to love, we don't feel entitled to receiving love. So that has a connection with how we see ourselves. Of course, if you don't have, and so if we are all on the spiritual platform, there's no issue basically. And if you're all able to see on the spiritual platform, then there's no issue with, this entitlement and all that. But these conditionings, they are gross and subtle. So these conditionings, they inhibit us basically from, receiving that love. Like the opening song of Sharanagati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. That's real humility, where he says that I am the most fallen, amito adhama, but you make me the most, uttama. So simultaneously he's realizing his abject disqualification, but he's enthusiastic for receiving the mercy. So that's on the soul platform. So if we are on the soul platform, as I said, so it doesn't matter actually. But at least I can speak for myself, I understand theoretically what that means, but I'm not, on that platform. So then these conditionings, they get in the way, basically, of knowing who am I, who is Krishna, what is my relationship with him. So it impacts. Sambandha Gyan impacts Avideya, basically. So that's sort of the backdrop. How we see ourselves, that impacts how we see the world. And primarily Krishna, one can say, Krishna has two main systems in which he sends his love for the living entities. One is through the system of, family life, parents. So we all hear the glories of the human form of life. So, so Krishna invests, the parents, they are the channels of Krishna, conduits of Krishna, and for us to receive the love from Krishna. So it's actually the love is not like my love, or my parents' love, or their parents' love. The source, the fountainhead of the love is actually Krishna. And so the parents, they are acting as instruments to give us that love. So they play a very significant role. So much so that Krishna, there are verses in the scriptures where Krishna says that the mother is the first spiritual master. So the importance Krishna places, in that basically. And then this morning also we heard Maharaj was describing. It's once in a day or just in principle one should respect elders. So why, there is a precedence. Why should we respect elders? Because they are instruments of Krishna. So they are, just for that, you know, they are worthy of respect, basically. And there are orders. They gave us life. So in giving us life, they have given us an opportunity to re-establish a relationship with Krishna. Of course, that's one perspective. And then, and again, that's why the scriptures are so strong, where they say that one should not become a father or a mother, you know, I'm focusing on that, unless one is able to deliver the dependence. So it's a very heavy responsibility, basically. So because Krishna is giving that love, and that love is passed through the parents, generation after generation. Yeah. So that's sort of, you know, that's sort of one other point that we'll talk about. So the title is husband-wife relationship, but of course, before we are husbands or wives, you know, we are individuals. And as I was talking earlier, so the capacity to accept ourselves as who we are and love ourselves as we are has an impact on our relationships with our spouse, you know, with anyone basically in the community. It's not just husband-wife relationship, but that has an impact on any relationships, loving relationships. You know, it shows up in, you know, guru-disciple relationship, you know, these tendencies. You know. Then it can show up in, you know, friend-to-friend relationship. It shows up in, you know, mentor to, you know, prodigy or mentor to mentee relationships, any relationships. So here we, of course, we are talking about husband-wife relationship. So to continue on that. So where we develop a sense of individuality or our innate self-worth has a lot to do with how basically our parents, how they see us. So I'll say that and, you know, take a pause. So again, I'll repeat that. So where do we first learn, you know, this lesson? Or where do you first experience the love? Is in our relationship with our parents, how they see us. Yeah. So in the glance of our parents, one can say, you know, one receives, you know, the glance of Krishna, the glance of, you know, Krishna. So again, so we are talking, so this is, so just imagine the potency of being born in the, that's why they say, if one is born in the family of pure Vaishnavas, yeah, so the glance of Krishna, the love of Krishna, you know, it comes transparently, basically. But in many of our cases, that's not true. You know, somehow we're not so fortunate. But again, sort of going back, but that doesn't minimize anything, basically. That doesn't minimize the role of our parents. But where I'm going with this is how our parents see us, in a way that creates that molds us, basically. And and the tendencies that get downloaded, you know, through the parents or through the family system, that has an impact on us, basically, in our loving relationships with others. So, you know, what I would like you all to do, I'll do it myself also. So this may be quite new for many of you, So stay with it. If you can do it, do it. If you can't do it, you know, don't do it. It's up to you. So it's like a meditation. It's a meditation. So imagine you'll imagine yourself very, very even young. I mean, however, pick your age. It could be months, it could be years, you know, young, your young self. And then imagine standing in front of your parents. If it helps you, you know, to close your eyes, do that. However you do it. But imagine yourself, very young self, standing in front of your parents. So we'll do this for 2-3 minutes. Yeah. Maybe a little more, if people require the time. And then after that, if some of you want to share what you feel, you know, we could do that. So, and this is an important point in our class where I would like to mention that some of the things, so I want to bring to the attention the principle of confidentiality. So many of the devotees, you know, might share many personal things. So we will listen with respect, like Maharaj was discussing this morning. We'll leave our judgmental eyes, you know, behind. And like a Vaishnava, we will look inwards basically. Wow, I mean, I have maybe 1,000 more things, you know, that I should be worried about. So that's the atmosphere I'm requesting, you know, that we create here. So again, so the meditation is, imagine yourself standing in front of your parents and we'll share after that what you feel basically. And those of us that have done this a few times, so you could do it however, you could do it sitting, you could do it standing, however, in your place, or if you need some space, you do that also. So note, you know, what impressions come to you. There may be some, you know, even gross symptoms in your body. You know? Yeah. So pay attention to anything that comes to your awareness, and then we'll share basically after that. Okay? Hare Krishna. Is the exercise clear, or any questions? Meditation? Yeah.
Parents just looking at their looking at the parents.
Try either way.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Is it like a scenario or?
No, it's not a scenario. Note the difference. That's a good question. His question is, you looking at the parents or the parents looking at you? That itself, you know, speaks quite a bit basically. Meaning if the parents are looking at us, you know, as if their world basically depends on us. That's huge, basically. Or, on the other hand, you know, you are looking at your parents, and maybe they are looking at each other also. So you know what do you see, basically, as you close your eyes. Maybe some of us might see our parents just looking in a different direction altogether. Not on us, not at each other, maybe just somewhere else, whatever, basically. So there's no right or wrong, just whatever. Yeah. Are you scratching? You? Okay. So, okay. So any more questions? Anything else? Okay. All right. So 2-3 minutes. And again, don't feel obliged to do anything. If you feel inspired, do that. Otherwise, you know, we'll hear from those that did it. Does anybody need more time? Would anyone, is there a mic? Yeah, okay. So would anyone like to share anything, their experience? Timuraju? No. Aware of other than the physical symptoms in your body, were there any, did you feel anything? Or were you aware of any feelings?
No.
You are feeling?
Full confidence.
You are feeling confident, okay.
And like that is from my parents.
You're being?
I was feeling that full support from my parents.
Okay.
That one, when I was feeling, I am a small thing. But after that, when I became like grown,
grown up,
so I was feeling my mother as well.
You were?
I was feeling my mother is weak.
Your mother is?
She's weak.
Weak, okay. All right.
And, I did not feel any other symptoms in my body, but I was feeling like some kind of disturbance in my body.
Okay. So, sharing, when you were young, you felt strong and you felt the parents behind you. But then, after, when you were grown up, you saw your mother, she felt she was weak and you could sense some disturbance. Anybody else? Yeah, well this is, I guess, however you can even turn around and face everyone, it's up to you, or you can face me. Yeah.
I'm a 2-year-old.
Sorry, I can't locate. Where? Okay, yeah.
I felt I'm a 3-year-old and I was fighting in front of my parents. They both were looking towards me, they, especially with a neutral feeling. There was no happiness or sadness. They were looking at me with a big eyes. And for me, I felt fully frozen.
Frozen.
Very anger on my face. My face was very big, and there was a very disappointment in my eyes. So we both were looking towards each other, but there was no communication or no affection whatsoever.
Okay. Thank you for sharing.
When I was maybe in second or third grade, there was a requirement of physical training, PT suits, white suits.
Okay.
Which I was supposed to be the next day in the school. So I remember waking up in the night at 9 or 10 o'clock, you know, then started crying in front of my parents. I need these shoes now, but I have to be here tomorrow. And they are trying to convince me that socks are all closed, but I remember crying almost the whole night. So there are many such incidents where I used to trouble my parents, not understanding their position, just cry for anything and everything. I still remember once, I don't remember why I did that, I became mute and just went out on the road. My mom was not listening to me or something, so just I took out all my clothes and went out on the road. So many such incidents were not realizing their position, to just try and ask for something. But as I grew up, got married and all, I could see my mother dependent on me so many times. And when she would leave me, she would be almost crying all the time. So how things change, and that's what I was trying to say, when I was born, I was so much dependent on them. And when I grew up, she was kind of dependent on me.
Okay. Somebody back there.
Before you mentioned to Abhila Prabhu, I was trying to picture my parents together, and then after they said, oh, they don't have to be like that. I couldn't picture them together. And strangely, I'm not able to, I only see them in a photograph or something, and I'm not, I just see the, not a, you know, the full person. And, but I couldn't get any, like, bodily feelings or anything from myself, like, I was just seeing them, seeing them suffering, like, one after another. I wasn't able to sit up together, and I didn't have any feelings in my body.
Mm. Anybody else? So we'll just do one or two more and then continue.
I just felt like boiling down before them.
You felt like boiling down before them, okay.
And crying.
And crying. Hare Krishna.
When I am looking to my parents' eyes, I saw a lot of love from them for me. But I could immediately see their eyes change to expectation. Their expectation that they would like me to come back to India. And, also, maybe, you know, take up a job or something like that. So, I could see that, you know, because that's what got me the doubt all the time.
Mm. Okay. And would anyone like to share? They don't have to. What they experienced here, is there some correlation in their relationships with, you know, the Vaishnava community, you know, their patterns that they have in life? Anybody they'd like to share? Mike here? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
When I see my parents are now helping with my in-laws opportunities, they also
have a mother. Can you speak up a little? Yeah.
When I was thinking about parents, it was my parents as well as my in-laws with whom I have been staying after I got married for the last 7 years. So I don't see any difference between them. And what I feel was unconditional love and caring. Even when they chastise us for anything, it's always the love and caring. They don't have any expectations from us. It's just that, do this, do that, because it will be good for you. They don't feel that, oh, do this, do that, so that it will be good for me or your father or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see that kind of feeling, I try to feel that maybe one day I'll also be like that. But sometimes I become different.
Mm. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So, would you be okay to share? So, our relationships, is it very easy for you to do relationships, growing relationships? You feel when you have relationships with others that you are free in those relationships? Like how with your parents, you're sharing that you express, you experience unconditional love and no expectations. So I'm asking you, is that how you feel in relationships in general with the world? Is there a correlation? I'm just asking.
They are just giving, always in a giving mood.
Uh-huh.
when I see myself as somebody feel I'm selfish, I want something from me, but I don't see that in the parents attitude towards us.
Okay, that was not my question, but anyway, that's all right. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else would like to share anything? Somebody here. Raise your hand, please. Who are you? Oh, you're asking a question, right? Sorry, yeah.
I was just going to share my conversation part. Expectations from parents, I've seen how they manifest their self-expectations and projecting those kind of expectations that others have of me. That leads to those kind of complications.
Say that again.
Seeing expectations from parents or realizing the expectations from parents. There is significant self expectations and projecting that upon what others are expecting of me, which may not be true, because of having grown up with parents expecting from me. That's a correlation.
Okay, so you're sharing a correlation. Okay. Thank you so much. And then after these two, then we will set up something. Yeah, go ahead.
One question
is, I was saying noise from the back.
I was saying that I have a tendency to criticize or because I have a sense that it's very hard for my mother to give an eye contact to me. And I see the same pattern repeating in when I do my daughter. It's so easy for me to get spaced out and it's all of it, not conscious cultivation for me to be there and to give eye contact. And that's something of a big challenge. I see that the battery coming down. I never said that. I didn't see that.
Okay. Thank you for sharing. Behind you. Hare Krishna.
When I see my parents, like when I was young, I see that everything is centered around me. Like everything that they are doing to please me. So now when I see the devotee relationships or the spiritual master and everything, I always have that expectation that it should be pleasing to me, or they should do something to please me. I see that they love me, but I don't receive that love so well. Somehow I tend to expect more that I need to be, everything should be to please me.
Okay. So you're sharing the correlation also. Okay. So we'll set up. Would somebody would like to volunteer? Just set up themselves and somebody for their parents, mother and father. Okay. Come. Okay. You want to be yourself? Okay. Father. Anybody who would like to be her mother? Okay, come.
Role play or something.
So when we stand, when they stand in their place, so this Krishna's the mystical energy. So they have, although they don't know anything about her parents, they have access to the feelings, the words, and dynamics about the parents, her parents. So tune in and for me.
I feel that's so fair. I'm sure I would not be able to, but I feel like you know, supporting my you know.
Okay. Are you available if you want?
No, I'm not. Yeah, I was completely, yeah.
This sort of disconnect or wrong
how that has a full effect on this. So it's like again about the principle of receiving and giving. If she, there is a disconnect here, so she is not fully able to receive. She wants to give, but there is some. Can I have one more? I just want to, I'm curious to see where this sort of disconnect happens. And then this is her relaxation. This is how life goes on basically. And in turn, she goes up. So we're talking about husband-wife relationships, but we don't drop out of the sky. The husband, he comes from his family system. And the wife, she comes from her family. So before we are adults, we are young. So what happens here has an impact on here. And then an impact going down. Without children. This is your child, that is your child. I know you have a son, but let's just say a daughter. Come on, say a daughter. What is happening here? You feel it in your mother?
It feels somewhat.
So this is what I was talking about. So the problem is not whether is not whether the parents love us or not. That's not even the question. That's not the point here. The love is there, but somehow or the other, some things happen in our family system which prevent the flow of love. So, how are
you? I feel comforted, I feel supported, I feel safe.
Can I have something for one man?
Your son, your father. So Sahaja Prabhupada is sharing is, he doesn't like that she is holding her hand. So he has certain need here, you follow. So if for father and mother, if there is some need that she is fulfilling for him. And here he is seeing that as she connects with her mother, he loses. So I believe, you know, father and mother, they are themselves full if he is connected from behind. She is connected from behind. She has both. And now, so, I mean,
when they came, I felt more of a desire to reach to her. When they came.
I don't think I
should be able to. So he's showing that present view that he can be loving. So again, so when we are empty from behind, you know, the Krishna mother, you know, she likes to use this way, praise, called, you know, feeding fields. So I have my feeding field. So ideally I receive from behind me and then I give to in front of me. But here, of course, there is some need here. Yeah. Okay.
So
how old is he?
I'm 42.
But really, the fundamental is he is very, very young here. In a very young self, there is some need that has not been met behind him. And what happens to her? So she has to carry both basically now. So the natural order of love is parents are bigger, children are smaller. Parents give, children take. And like we hear in our scriptures also, the way we pay the back is we pay forward. We pay forward. So she receives life from her parents and, you know, the travels are gone. So, you think it's okay with you? So, you know, do some sort of we'll not finish the conversation here, but we'll do some, try to do magic, rather than magic. So here what we are seeing essentially is, we are seeing the entangled thoughts of the parents. So the parents, they are caught in their family system, the entangled parts. Okay. So now, and pray to the Lord. So now I'm requesting both of you to come in your unentangled parts. It's almost like we're in the perfect condition. And I want to see what happens. Okay? Anybody wants to represent? And I'm requesting both of you come forward. So this is, you know, the unentangled part of your family system, from your family system. And whatever resolution has to be applied. So essentially, this warmth, this distance that you're talking about, come here. So everybody standing in their unentangled part, in their fullness, in their strength. So again, this is the word of the parents, essentially. For us to pass on life, for us to function, do the role that the scriptures call us to do, to liberate our children, so we need mercy. So I'm requesting you to feel the connection of your mother and father behind you and all the way back to one another and see what happens. and for both of you also. Maybe what, for now, just for me easier, just have the line of the men here. Okay. I'll take your the line of men. So, man, he gets his strength from standing the line of men. And the woman, she gets her strength from standing the line of women. It's not like we need both the parents, but in Krishna's, there is a Krishna's design basically for each one of us. So when he wanted to put her here, what happens? That's not her natural place basically. She's standing in the line of women. So then if she stands here, then when she gets married, then there are complications. You feel
that?
How this impacts is, so in turn, in life, how it may manifest is, she will be very happy to give basically. And she will look for such relationships, or somehow to be able to give her.
Respect goes to all the individuals. So just, of course, you know, I'm not comparing here, but they have done some service for Krishna. Giving birth to this living entity. And then the spiritual master, the Vaishnavas, they have enabled the journey further. So their service is not taken away. They can do service. She is showing her, so again, a child, they need permission from their parents. So he said, the father said, I feel a lot of awe and reverence. So she is free in a way to choose him. So we are seeing here, there are important things happening here. So the shift in this gentleman, from this where he wanted exclusively to himself, and then he bring, when you leave out all the entanglements, because that is just an accommodation, so we need to go further back, why he wants her for herself. It's not a judgment, it's the truth. Here, that's a related truth. But then when things put in order, he can see her, he can see her, he's happy that she goes here, he's happy that she goes there. So he's secure in his relationship. So let's finish this and so we follow the... If I don't, you don't mind, come here. This is for cases for the reason it's prohibited. Mm-hmm. So, Srila Prabhupada, yeah.
Close to her and also being, you know, her also being able to sit together with her.
Buddhi talks about attachments. This is what she's talking about. He's not talking about the tea, coffee, and all that. So she wants to go to Krishna with the spiritual master, but then, you know, this, you know, familial affection.
When she was there in her family, but as soon as she met, he was there always.
And we don't know the history. I mean, there could be, who knows? Maybe the, I mean, this gentleman, maybe he tried to follow a spiritual path, and maybe something happened. So who knows? So that brings up anxiety for him. So that's how it impacts. So. So, is it okay? We leave it here? Okay, thank you very much. So this was not, but this is Krishna's, one of Krishna's mystical, energies, I think so. So when we stand in to represent people, we have access to the dynamics really good. And so for this, we can only, many times what we've done is, so we will have, we will set up somebody's, you know, mother-father trial, mother-father trial, and then, you know, have, you know, Krishna and Vaishnavas, one and so forth. But so many times, you know, like this gentleman was sharing earlier, you cannot even see his wife. So our attention, and we're not present basically. You know, when we're chanting, or we're not present to Vaishnava, so on and so forth. Anyway, so this is how, so this, what we saw is, so it brought to conscious awareness what was in subconscious. So the suffering and entanglements somebody has, we're not even aware of basically. But that runs our life. Subconsciously. There is no reason for us to not trust in a way, but maybe something happened here, basically, one of the generations back, that causes us to not really trust in relationships. So that's how we can practice relationships. So, any, I guess we have 10 more minutes, any comments or questions, or would anyone else like to just do this for themselves? Just simple mother, father, child. What's that name?
Already, in our day-to-day life, we see from the unentangled portions, unentangled parts of our father, mother. So I can't do anything about what they are.
Yeah. Well, so what we have to understand is, the question is, how do we receive from the unentangled parts of our parents? So we have to understand, we have to, you know, be able to see the different aspects of the reality. So yeah, that's one aspect is there is the entanglement, but there is another aspect which also is there. And if, even if there is 1% or 2% or 3%, you know, we can take from that and make 100%. That's the point of the basic. But the beauty is, like us, but and you actually you demonstrated that when you were sharing in the beginning. But initially I gave a very simple example. Imagine you and your parents. But then I gave some more words. You follow? So when I just shared that, you were able to envision them together, you share. But then when I gave, you know, like other options, maybe, you know, there. So then what happened is, he tapped into a memory that is very, very familiar, basically. And you go back, you go to the default condition. That's what is called conditioning. But then, so that's exactly what you have to do, is understand there is another aspect to your parents, and take from that, basically. The default condition, you take you, because like I said, the moment you spoke the words, that it could be this or that, then you went there, basically. So that's how, you know, it's subtle, basically, conditioning. Is how what happens behind us, how that has an impact on our relationships with other Vaishnavas. So in a way we bring our tendencies, like we bring in the morning,
how do you bring it?
Oh, how do I carry? Well, anyway, there is some explanation for it. As I said, that's in a Krishna, there's something called the morphogenetic field, where when I step into, you know, somebody's representation, I have access. I'm not doing anything actually. I'm just a facilitator. In the representatives, when they stand in their place, they, like it's almost like our ancestors, you know, the forefathers, they leave their impressions behind here. And when we stand in the place, we have access to that. Is that answer your question?
Medium.
Yeah. Medium. Yeah. So this representative here was a medium. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. You were saying?
This is the whole purpose of surrendering to the spiritual master. The spiritual master knows past, present, and future because he has a direct contact with Krishna. So for us to understand what happened previously and how it's influencing us now is very, very difficult. But the spiritual master, he knows that. So when he instructs not only on your consciousness now, but also previous activities that happen that gives you that influence now, that influences you now. This is why it's so important to surrender to spiritual master. You don't question, spiritual master says you do it, whether you understand it or not. He can understand it, we can't. And that's why it's so important to surrender to that. For us, it's almost impossible to understand. So,
in short term purposes, a lot of karma is complicated. Nobody can. But then, as we saw here, the moment, but in a way, what is material and what is spiritual, right? So when we brought Radha Ramana into the picture, things changed, basically. Right? So it's actually, it's our lack of Krishna consciousness to not see our parents as instruments of Krishna. They are actually instruments of Krishna. So they are playing a particular role in the service of Krishna. So this afternoon's class of Vaya Prabhu. So when you're on the platform, you know, whatever grudges we have, you know, we just sort of say yes to Krishna. They dissipate, basically. But the work here, this, what we're talking about here is, we think we have done a Lalila, phenomenal to another person. We think we have forgiven somebody. But then it comes up, basically. So these tendencies, these are the residual tendencies, and they continue to impact in our relationships, basically. So we bring what happened in our material sphere, or in this disconnected state, into the relationship with Krishna and the Vaishnavas. So we project things, yeah. For example, if a child, that was, let's say, that was abandoned at the time of birth, so for them to surrender to somebody, it's a challenge. Can be a challenge. That tendency can come up, basically. Yeah. So that's how it impacts our relationship. Somebody else has any question? Anyone?
How do we help such situations, like if we feel that our family members have such inhibitions or blockage or whatever we call it, how do we help them, other than praying to the Lord? What can we do? Help them?
Yeah, her question is if we, either if we know or we don't know, right?
If we know that our spouse or our child is having some doubt, they are able to access the doubt that is being given, then how do we help?
Well, one of the national orders is, parents are bigger, we are small. So it's really not our purpose, our job, to help them, basically. So as far as our parents are concerned, we need, their, the children, they don't have to meet the emotional needs of the parents. They have to meet from beyond. The essential needs, like parents, the elders, they have to be protected. So what is the protection that we're talking about? So the protection that we're talking about is, the basic, if there are some essential needs that they have, that, a child is, can meet, basically, but not their, emotional needs or the needs for love, that they have to, they have to take shelter. And that's like, if you jump in, maybe it doesn't, actually it may not be service. Maybe by sometimes by staying, by keeping the Christians, maybe they are forced to take, higher shelters that they should be taking. Anybody else?
So I was trying to understand that if someone is trying sincerely to voice it on issue with the parents and after this role play, it seems it's worked out, it gets resolved, and we try to resolve and try to meditate for a while. But after a year or so, it popped up, it seems like it actually didn't get resolved, in subconscious way, it's still there, it's fighting, or something you feel that it's still there, even though you're trying to work it all out. So what's missing from it?
Is sometimes it seems like in this constellation that we saw, there was a resolution. At least we saw this actually. There was some, we agreed went to a layer of resolution, right, as Gaurava Acharya Prabhu was saying. But then, you know, when the spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada came, and then there was supposed to be some movement, then we uncovered another layer. So, there may be, depending on what happened, there are layers of condition that one may be uncovered. So, there is one layer, then another layer, another layer. What we should do is, you know, like chant holy name, you know, take association of Vaishnavas. So continue the path of Krishna consciousness, and you know there is the help that is available that that can bring the conscious awareness, some of the entanglements that we have. Then take help there also. Should we go? Well, yeah, as I said, yeah, the issue may not be completely resolved. So there may be layers to it. So we may have seen one aspect of that issue, that we may not have seen the other aspect of the issue. So, you know, when we do it again, it's never the same. Because once you know we do such work, then it slowly, slowly comforts in life. So movements will unfold from that. So even if you do like 3 months later, same thing, mother, father, child, it will look different, may look different. Okay. So depending on, you know, what it is, so it's not like one answer. So once we have 15 more minutes, okay.
Anybody has any more questions? Otherwise, we'll go on one more. Yeah. Yeah. Oops. Maybe I don't answer this question. It's a problem I'm asking about it. What do I receive from parents, basically? How do I receive, yes?
Thank you.
This other part of the body.
Thank you.
and the feet may fall down. You feel the feet?
More
than the foot.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.